Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, enzyme and microbiome expert and author, Dr. Ellen Cutler.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Torquem G. I am Mark Leisure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I was so excited to hear a comment that our guest made in our conversation earlier today that reminded me of how often we hear of all the negative things and lots of negative things that have happened over the past few years. And there are gifts. Dorothy, our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, is always saying, look for the gift, look for the gift. And our guest shared a gift and reminded me of a gift that I've been seeing too. So she said that she has found that after COVID, that people are really interested in doing what they can do for their own health. And that for that reason, she's teaching people like mothers who want to support their kids and spouses, etc. And I've noticed that too. And so years ago, when I started on a path of, thanks to the help of family and some friends and lots and lots and lots of research, which then was hard to do, actually, I started learning about different foods and best foods to eat, best foods to avoid, ingredients in foods. Certainly, there's so much to learn, and I'm going to learn more tonight, and I'm excited about that. I have to say that I should also add products, ingredients and products, what products to use, what products not to use. So when I was sharing it with people, it seemed like it would fall on deaf ears. But over the past couple years, I've seen so much of this information being shared by people in little short snippets on Instagram and Telegram, etc. And I find that really exciting, and I find it really hopeful. I get to learn more. I get to refine what I already know. I get to fill in the information that I didn't have before. And then, of course, there's our show and this very show with our guest tonight, where we're going to get to learn. I'm going to get to learn more things. So this is a great time for this kind of conversation.
It is a spectacular time for this kind of conversation. And I was just thinking about it the other day as I was just wondering in awe at the human body and how, if we are what we eat, I am not a pile of macaroni and cheese with Fruit Loops on the outside. But then I went a little deeper to thinking about, you know, the truth of that. And how I ate as a child and in younger years and not knowing the difference, but then thinking about the names of the chemicals on the box. Mm. And how am I not those chemicals? And why would I want to be in the first place? It just, we need to pay more attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much to learn, decidedly. Well, thankfully, we have a guest that can help us make way. As a matter of fact, we've titled the show, thanks to her previous book, Clearing the Way to Health and Wellness. We've titled this episode number 745. And our guest is a best-selling author, an internationally recognized teacher, public speaker, and media spokesperson, and creator of the ECM, which she is teaching people, the Ellen Cutler Method. We're going to learn a little bit about what she knows. Welcome, Dr. Ellen Cutler, to the Life Changes Show.
Well, it's great to be with you. I'm so happy. And I love what you said about, I'm not those chemicals that you ate. I think that's great. You know, well, definitely.
Well, and this brings us to your beginnings to all of this. I love how people come to knowledge when they're looking to help and support themselves, and then they can help and support others. So that's kind of your story, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, I feel like what happened to me was a gift. And because of that, my life's work has been about serving the health of each individual. And people come to me, and honestly, what I look at and see is they are all already healthy and whole and happy. Mm. And I just need to find what is going on that needs to change so that I can help them see that and they feel the happiest and healthiest they can feel. And so for me, I was diagnosed young with colitis, which is can be autoimmune, but it's an inflammation of the colon. And I was, ever since I was a kid, I always had these symptoms and nobody really understood what was going on. And I didn't really talk to my parents about it. But then when I got in my professional training in chiropractic school, I had to support myself. So I would go to school and then I'd work in a hospital till 11 o'clock and then come home and study. So I got very little sleep. I tried to exercise, but I couldn't eat anything. The only thing that I could live on was grapes. Everything else made me bloated. I had cramps. And then I finally got diagnosed with colitis. And so that was my journey. And the medical profession basically offered me steroids, drugs, and you probably have to have surgery at some point. And even more serious, maybe in cancer or whatever, you know. And I did a postgraduate course in orthopedics after my chiropractic degree and met a mentor who said, this was like, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but it was a lot, many decades ago. And he said, I think you are carbohydrate intolerant. You don't digest sugars and starches. And I've always been a vegan or vegetarian, so that was the bulk of my food. And he said, try this full spectrum digestive enzyme that focuses on digesting sugars and starch. And again, that was digestive enzyme wasn't on the radar. Nobody heard about it. I mean, it was like, you know, anyway, I figured what can I lose? I could try it. So within 2 weeks, my life was changed. I never had a problem again. I mean, it's pretty miraculous. That's why my books, that's why I feel like digestive enzymes are micro miracles. So therefore, I also saw all these other things. I had more energy. My sexual libido was changed. My hair was amazing. My skin, it was like I was a new person, literally, in many other ways. And so I decided in my chiropractic practice, I was going to give everybody a digestive enzyme. I don't care if they came in with a sprained ankle or a headache or a back pain, I gave it. And I saw miracles with people. And that's why I named my book, who's coming out again in the updated form, which, by the way, one of the chapters is post-pandemic digestive use. Oh. And it's all about the miracles with digestive enzymes. So I've been called the Empress of Enzymes and many other things. I've been using enzymes probably more than anyone on earth. And it is anti-aging, number one, most important supplement. I say my motto is it's not just what you eat, it's what you digest. So you can spend all this money on good food, but if you're not digesting it, you're not getting the optimum nutrition from those foods. Digestive enzymes are the miracle to ultimate healing. I really do believe that.
So before we get into more of what digestive enzymes are and what they do, this gift you're talking about that you say you look at what you had as a gift, and you did mention a couple of the things. One of those was also depression. So
yes.
So how does that factor in?
Well, first of all, we talked about this even earlier. The microbiome or your gut is probably the center of your healing or the journey of healing. When your microbiome is off or when your gut doesn't feel well, I know each one person that says that, how can you feel good? Truly, you know, it's like the center of your body. If you don't feel good, it's hard to work. It's hard to be successful. And it really is It's depressing. And helping support that microbiome. And one of the most important ways is tolerating the food that you eat. A lot of people are sensitive to foods. 90% of the population is sensitive to foods. Those foods that you're sensitive, one of the things that it can cause is emotional situations, and depression is definitely one of the things. So taking a digestive enzyme, helping restore your microbiome, can absolutely help with depression, even with attention problems or inattention. Wow. And other emotional issues relative to that as well. So it's sensitive, food sensitivities are clearly one of them. The other thing that I found then in doing my work and helping with digestion, I also found people had other sensitivities. How I got into that, it was a gift also. I found a lot of health issues was related to things that people were sensitive to or reactive to or even allergic to. And this could be a huge amount of different things. It could even be a person. It could be foods. It can be environmental chemicals. It can be pathogens that you maybe had a long time ago that you're still reacting to in some ways. Or it can be a neurotransmitter or something. My work, my ECM work, is establishing good digestion, supporting detoxification, and looking at people's underlying sensitivities or reactivities. And it is incredible what you'll find. So if somebody comes in and they're depressed, first thing I look at is what foods they're sensitive to, and what else is it? It might've been a trauma that happened when they were kids, they don't even remember, or it might even pass down from their parents, or it's something that's going on. I have developed a technique called ECM that evaluates, assesses that, and also help clear it and help feel better as well. And depression, mild depression is definitely one thing. And honestly, is a lot of that.
Especially now. Especially now. So let's talk about enzymes. I'm into this. So I don't know how, when you talk about, are people knowing more and more what an enzyme is? Because some of us know that it does come with some natural foods, right?
Exactly. So enzymes are proteins that are in raw food. The problem is, the agriculture, the soil that produces these plants have been so over-agriculturized, they don't have the other byproducts or the products that are needed to support good enzyme growth and in these plants. So unfortunately, the plants that we're eating don't have that enzyme support or the supply that they usually had many, many, many years ago. So we're somewhat deficient in that. And most people don't eat enough plant food. That's also number one. And guess what? They don't chew their food well enough. Literally, to get the nutrients from the food, you need to chew. And I've studied this for years and years, believe me. You have to chew about 30 times.
The same food?
Try chewing about 30 times. It comes dribbling out of your mouth, seriously. So even if you chew 10 times, most people don't even chew that much. So we are enzyme deficient and we're not digesting that food. So you go to all these great food stores and you buy all this organic food and you're not getting the nutrients because you're not digesting it and it's not in the soil, the cofactors that support enzyme nutrition. So taking an enzyme, even if you take it, you know, the thing about enzymes, they never get used up. Even if you take it once a day, it's going to make a huge difference in your life. If you take it with every meal, which I do, I will never leave home without my enzymes. it's interesting too. I've been in practice for many, many years and still have a very busy clinical practice. I met people who buy enzymes that started when 40 years ago because they know it works. And you talked about supplements. Most people take supplements. You ask them, well, what does it do? Is it helping you? I don't know. You take a digestive enzyme, you will know. And you don't need a lot of other supplements too. Our body wasn't meant to take all these supplements. I mean, some of them sound wonderful, but if you're not absorbing your food, digesting food, how are you going to digest all those supplements, right? Yeah, it's something to think about. You know, as you can see, I'm completely passionate about this. You know, I've talked about it for years, and I know in my gut is how important it is to digest your food. I mean, I even started my kids when they were a month old on digestive enzyme to make sure they were healthy.
You know, so you mentioned microbiome, and I know you, yes, you cover, your work covers this. Again, I should mention the book. I love the title, Nature's Breakthrough for a Thinner, Younger, Healthier You.
Right.
Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes, Dr. Ellen's Way. So your mentioning of the microbiome, a lot of people don't know what that is.
Well, you know, probably every organ and tissue our body has a microbiome, which means it's a healthy balance of good bacteria, healthy bacteria, and some unhealthy bacteria, but there's a balance. So the microbiome has more of the healthy bacteria that support you. We have thousands of bacteria in our system. So a healthy microbiome, the microbiome is more the gut, but there's a skin microbiome, there's a saliva, mouth microbiome, there's other parts of the body, even the vagina has a microbiome that's healthy. And we're seeing more and more conversation about that. But the healthy microbiome means that, you know, you have a good, healthy flora that will support you. Because you believe it or not, that support of the healthy flora really helps your immune system. And one of the other things, too, I just want to add, people talk about the immune system and all that went on with COVID or with other viruses. When you don't digest your food, the body's enzymes, other enzymes have to do the digesting. So guess what? You become deficient in some of the enzymes that support other things in your body. The number one is your immune system. So guess what? Digesting your food helps support your body's ability to fight viruses and bacteria and parasites and all kinds of other pathogens. So a healthy microbiome does that too, really supports the immune system, especially in children. So it's really important to maintain that healthy microbiome. And I think the number one thing is digesting your food. Taking a probiotic is good for some people too, but I like to look at foods. I'm one of these people that, again, I don't like all these supplements. I like to find foods that help restore that balance in the microbiome and all throughout the body. So that's what I look at. But again, digesting that food is paramount.
Well, it's interesting that you mention viruses or colds or something like that you just mentioned. And I was going to ask you when we come back, I would love to know how you help people distinguish between whether they have a cold, and I wasn't expecting this, or mold. So, or a mold allergy, I guess. So when we come back, we'll touch on that. And of course, all of this is in Dr. Ellen's, several of her books, but the latest one coming out is Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. You can learn more about her, get the book where books are sold, and also go to drellencutler.com, and that's DR for Dr. Ellen Cutler, CUTLER.com. When we come back, we'll be speaking more with Dr. Cutler, and a little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then we'll be joined with live music here by Torquem G, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and again, our guest is a best-selling author and internationally recognized teacher, public speaker, media spokesperson, and creator of the ECM Ellen Cutler Method. We've been speaking with Dr. Ellen Cutler. We've already been learning a lot of things. In a moment, we're going to learn about the difference between, or being able to spot the difference between, cold or mold. But Dr. Ellen, we've talked a lot about enzymes and digesting. And what's that phrase you use? If you don't digest, how do you say it?
Yes, it's not only what you eat, it's what you digest.
Okay, so I was thinking, when you brought in things from our childhood or certain relationships we have with people, or even maybe with ourselves or our career, you know, it's interesting how we do use the words like, that is hard to digest.
Right, that's a great one. That's true.
So,
it's interesting because you were talking about my ECM method, which is my tool and technique to evaluate colds and molds. But I had a very traumatic incident that happened when I was younger. And it wasn't till I started to work with my ECM work that I was able to clear and help myself with this emotional trauma. So emotional trauma can be cleared, because talking about it is, of course, important. But if it's in your body, you have to clear it throughout your body. So, you know, as you can see, I've spent my life trying to help people as much as I can. And that's how I developed my ECM work, which has been years and years of study and educating. And I went back and even got a medical degree because I wanted as much education as I can to really make this work and make it help as many people as I can. And clearing it, because it sometimes these traumas can be related to a food, it can be related to certain emotions, can be related to certain brain chemicals, it can be related to certain toxicities. So looking at all of that, the whole picture helps in combination with what they talk about in clearing traumas and emotional situations and clearing relationships too. And it, you can be allergic to someone, it's true.
So the ECM is an enzyme for helping clear relationships.
No. Well, yeah, but I love it. But it's, so it's a technique that I developed that assesses, it's an instrumental technique that, like, yeah, it's true. I teach to everyone now because I do feel that people are very motivated to help themselves. I love the way you said that. And I see it. And I, if a woman wants to help their child who has so many allergies, I have a person that came to see me, who was referred by another doctor, said, please, Dr. Ellen, can you help me with this person? He's a bubble boy. He can't really leave. He hasn't left the house in 3 years since COVID because his health, is his immune system is so compromised. Anyway, this ECM has made a huge difference. She said, I need to learn this. And she's not a health practitioner, but she knows so much because she's worked with her son and she is doing fabulous and she loves it. So this technique helps unfold and evaluates. Like, so if somebody does come in with symptoms like virus or whatever, I can see based on it, is it, and it's not diagnostic, it's more of an energetic assessment, but it's very comprehensive. I can see, well, it is mold or it is virus or it's both. and mold is a big one, by the way, because you can see it, but you never know if you're exposed to it. And some people are more sensitive to it than other people, and it can cause havoc in the body, absolutely.
You're saying nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of chronic condition. And so it sounds like one of the steps that we aren't usually talking about is well, enzymes,
right?
And yes. And then the clearing of all this other stuff, which we can do through potentially taking your course.
Yes.
But enzymes, that big a deal, huh?
Yes. You know, food sensitivities are so, most people have food sensitivities. It's without a doubt. And by the way, it's the food you crave the most is the one you're most sensitive to. And there are common foods that tend to be more sensitive. And I talk a lot about that in my books. But clearing and taking an enzyme will clear maybe 80% of those food intolerances. You'll feel like a different person. And it takes quick, and it's quick. It's not something that takes years, you know. It's very quick as far as what you experience. So food sensitivities, especially in children, foods are huge. So when we do the ECM work, the first thing I look at is foods and ingredients in foods. Like sometimes you can be sensitive to a vitamin in a food or a mineral in a food. Like people say, well, I'm going to take all these calcium. A lot of people are sensitive to taking calcium. And it's interesting, it can cause the same symptoms that you're taking it for. You know, so people, you know, have cramping or I can't sleep or whatever. Taking the calcium, if you're sensitive to, can actually exacerbate those symptoms or create them. So it's, people are sensitive to foods and sensitive to supplements. Think about enzymes. People aren't sensitive to enzymes because they're in plants. They're naturally born. And it's not like some synthetic supplement that they're taking. And it's quite miraculous. That's why I call it micromiracle.
So I went to your website when I was doing the research, and I saw that you happen to have a digestive enzymes, and these are your formulations.
I helped formulate them many, many years ago, and I don't now but they're the ones that, yes, I helped formulate a long time ago. And I'm very particular about enzymes. So I decided I wanted to have my own. So they're called Dr. Ellen's Way. And yes, and there's one enzyme. So there's one like full spectrum enzyme that just all the foods. And then there's one enzyme that if somebody has like GERD, you know, gastroesophageal reflux disease or heartburn, this enzyme called GICOM is amazing for it. That's great when you go on vacations, you need all kinds of different foods and you don't feel well and you can take this enzyme and immediately it helps digest your foods as well as help ease any kind of those symptoms too. So those are the two enzymes too. And at the end of the month, I am finally having my enzyme detox weight loss, weight maintenance program. I'm finally going to launch. So I'm very excited about it that I've been using in my practice for many, many years and will be available too. So I'm excited about that as well as the book coming out.
Okay. And then the ECM method the Alan Cutler method you teach on a regular basis, and your next one's coming up in September. Is that correct?
Yeah, October. Yes. Okay. Next one is in October. Yes.
Okay. Well, I find this all very interesting, and I know that you talk on so many subjects, and the trauma conversation that you and I were having, healing trauma, is interesting also because it sounds like within this whole conversation, there is that too. It sounds like there are several steps we need to take. We need to look at enzymes. We need to look at our foods. We need to look at all these things we've been talking about. We need to look at our relationships. We need to look at our life experience and digest that. And
I love it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, trauma, honestly, most people have some trauma. It might not be as severe as someone else, but you know what? It's trauma for them. Inevitably, people with chronic health issues, when we do the ECM work over time, guess what? Those traumas come to the surface because they are underlying a lot of these chronic health issues. And I feel for those people too, because I know they can be helped.
So I'm glad to hear that. And one last thing, when we speak about the gut and the microbiome and digesting and all that, I've heard the connection between the brain and the gut, and the fact that the gut is like our second brain, if not really the first one or something like that?
Absolutely. And there's the immune system is, you know, because there's that brain-gut connection. Absolutely. So the gut is off, the brain is not going to be healthy. And then there's the blood-brain barrier. So it's some things that your body's sensitive to will go through the blood-brain barrier and cause brain fog or inattention or memory situation, cognitive stuff, absolutely. And the immune system, one of the areas that most prominent of the immune system is around the gut, yes. So the gut, again, back to that microbiome, is very, very important. And again, digestion of food starting at that is a huge plus for establishing a healthy and maintaining a healthy microbiome.
Wow. Dr. Cutler, thank you so much for having learned all that you learned and are sharing as you're sharing. Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes, the Dr. Ellen's Way. So by Ellen W. Cutler, D.C. What a pleasure to learn from you in this way. If you're looking to learn more or learn the ECM method, you can go to drellencutler.com. Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R, and Dr. is D-R, drellencutler.com. And of course, her book is available. All our books are available where books are sold. You can check out the links at the Life Changes Show page for Dr. Ellen Cutler, and we have her Facebook links, LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and a lovely video of her sharing about her ECM program. Thank you so much, Dr. Cutler.
Thank you. This was wonderful. Thank you, and everyone. Stay healthy.
I like that. Thank you. And what a great conversation to be having. It sounds like the start of more of these. And with that, we also have now our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Margaret from San Diego. I've been in love many times, almost got married 3 times in the last 10 years. I truly felt that each wonderful man was my true love and that we were meant to be together forever. However, none of these relationships lasted, even though I was certain each man was my soulmate. I've made peace with their departures and have been working on loving myself, which has led me to much joy and happiness. However, I recently began dating a wonderful man and feel truly that he is my soulmate. So my question is this: does one really have more than one soulmate in a lifetime? If we do, how can I be sure that this new man is my true soulmate and that this is the relationship I deserve?
My dear Margaret, you have many soulmates in your life already. What you are longing for is your twin flame, or what I call divine complement. Many of your family members and many of your friends are truly soulmates who agreed to dance this dance called life with you. I married my soulmate twice. He definitely isn't my twin flame. However, he fathered my 2 children, and so I now know that our marriages were meant to be, even though he is absolutely, definitely not my twin flame. One of the best ways to discover if the man you are in love with is your twin flame, and not just another soulmate, is to carefully make a list of everything you deserve in a loving relationship. And then carefully check your list with the characteristics and qualities this new love has, and determine if he is the one you want to spend your life with. There are many useful articles on the internet that can assist you in determining the truth you are looking for. Brides.com has a wonderful article titled, How to Tell the Difference Between Your Soulmate and Your Twin Flame. You could check it out and also find similar articles that are very helpful in this situation. I trust you will do the work and let me know how it evolves as you discover more about you and what you truly desire and deserve.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with live music by Torquem G here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and 4 legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back, and we're happy to feature our performance guest, who is a sound healer, a meditation guide, and the creator of Quantum Harmonics. Now, if you have listened to show episode number 742, you will have already heard on our show the music of our performance guest, wherein we featured Mark Leger reading the Egyptian affirmations with the music of our performance guest today, Torkum G. Welcome, Torkum, to the Life Changes Show.
Hello, Filippo. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. You know, your music's deep, your voice is deep, and you're deep. You're talking to you for just a few minutes earlier today. Wow. How did you get to be so knowledgeable around the frequencies and harmonics and healing modalities of music?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really a never-ending and ongoing process with me. And it really started, I'd say, somewhere 12, 13 years, around the 2010s. Right around 2010 is when I really started to have some kind of deeper kind of breakthroughs around my career, my sense of self. I was 22 and I was working actually as an enrichment coach for the school district, teaching kids how to make music after school. So I had a pretty nice job that I had created for myself. It was really rewarding, but I just felt in my heart, you know, that there was something I needed to unlock or step into or really kind of be motivated to pursue as it related to what at the time was most interesting and fun thing, which was making electronic music. So
you must have been making, I would assume, different kind of electronic music, like maybe dance or club or rave.
Yeah, so it was very much inspired. I mean, I liked trip hop and down tempo and experimental stuff. So in many ways, my experiments, my electronic music productions were less of trying to fit into a certain mold or genre and more just like a vehicle for me to explore and play with some creative theory and composition and orchestration. And, you know, for some people when they're in high school or middle school, there's skateboarding or painting or guitar playing, which I also started to do early on. That was really my leg into music was learning guitar. But electronic music and the whole process it was the first time where I really landed somewhere that made me feel like this is my domain. You know, I have full kind of reign and creative ability to explore, play, and like pull out and manifest some sounds and some experiences that are fully on account of me cognizing or bringing them forth, you know, sonically. And that was really just something that was doing something for me, like on a soul level. I knew it had to be pursued more deeply.
Wow. You know, interesting, when we were speaking earlier and we were talking about your name, which we can talk about in a moment, that was deep too, like your connection to not only family, but also your heritage. And I had to think after we got off the phone, I thought, well, your heritage has brought forward some amazing musicians.
Absolutely. Yeah. Armenians, anyone who studies, you know, Caucasus culture, Armenians, the Proto-Europeans, Armenians have been around very, very long, like a few thousand years plus, at least in this iteration, we've, you know, there's like many, timelines to it, if you will, for the people of that region. But yes, you're totally correct. We've had a really, really nice like influence on folk music, art, the arts, storytelling, all sorts of things, mythology, music, and two of the things that Armenians are very like known for is amongst the orthodoxies, in which we are the first recognized orthodoxy and a nation state that kind of got behind Christianity 301 AD. For that reason, I think we also have a very, very recognized and like traditional kind of liturgy and singing that takes place in the church. These choir kind of polyphonic, incredibly moving and really, really transformative musical kind of prayers that you'll hear in an Orthodox church. And the other is, actually, it's just based on that, but I'll come back to it if I remember.
You might have touched on both of them at the same time.
Yeah, actually, I think
the music, right?
Well, that's always been something that, even though I was kind of I'm an atheist, I'm 15, I'm science minded, you know, so I kind of pushed a lot of that stuff away. I'm sure a lot of people relate. And I reemerged back to my own sense of, you know, spiritual connection and that my divine purpose. But it's the music, you know, the sound, the encapsulation, whatever it is that's survived those hundreds of years or even predates Christianity in itself and maybe goes back even farther. But like the sound just continues to move time forward and evolve. And it's for that reason, I really do point to sound and music. It's not just something that we enjoy or is leisurely or provides us entertainment or even something that we consider to be relevant to our lifetime or the aesthetic of our period, but it's also a carrier and like a historic blueprint of where we've come as a culture, like anthropologically looking at music and sound and how we deal with it in a way to kind of ascertain and understand like what are the roots of this, right? So that's something that I find really interesting. Oh, and I remember the fact, jazz, Armenians influenced jazz in Ethiopia in the 1920s. So we brought jazz there and really helped that become like a staple of their national identity. And so Ethio jazz is like very big today, but not many people know it is Armenian influence behind that.
Wow. Well, where I was going with some of that is that it feels like you are taking this particular art form in music to a whole other level and kind of the music of that's possible today that wasn't possible back then. So very interesting. I have a feeling we'll have to talk more about that. Actually, a little later on, we want to talk about quantum harmonics. But before we do, we want to hear a piece. But how do we talk about this piece without talking about solar lunar?
Without talking about
it. We're not without talking about it, but we have to talk about that first.
Oh, well, sure. So I was talking to you earlier, Filippo, so that's what the solar lunar thing is. I like to approach my music in a way where I consider, you know, the solar side of my work and the lunar side. So what we'll play now is something a little bit more dynamic with beats. It's more, you know, of my live electronics roots, explores rhythms and synths and different types of things. So I've just picked a track that I think maybe your listeners might enjoy for tonight out of my little box. Everything I'm going to do is live off of it's called a workstation. And it actually has synthesizers and drum machines. Groove box is another way to call it. So I'm going to just groove on my little box and then we'll come back. I'll talk to you a little bit about the other side of my work, which is really what has become my main line of work and field of study, which is the sonic ambient dronescapes of the system I call quantum harmonics, which just in a nutshell, it's like an approach and a methodology that I've created using these synthesizers that creates a consistent tapestry of really harmonic, rich overtones and sounds that are designed to move us in and out of different states of consciousness. So we'll do a little bit of that when we get back.
Yeah, but first, here comes the sun, right? This is the solar aspect, and we're going to get to hear Torquem G live here on the Life Changes Show online.
Thank you.
Torkum G here on the Life Changes Show. By the way, Torkum is T-O-R-K-O-M and G is J-I. Find him at Torkum G on Linktree and on Instagram. You could go to lifechangesshow.com and find all the links for Torkum G, including a live sound bath that you can experience right on our website. So Torkum, you know, you said, like, you made a point of saying, at least at this point, you don't DJ, what you do is. So tell us how what you do is different.
Right. So a DJ, just is a disc jockey, right? So a DJ will have a left and a right channel. And that basically will be two different records, and there'll be a mixer in the middle, and then they're mixing between Michael Jackson into, you know, I don't know, Blink-182. I don't know, just whatever it is. Like, that's the whole, that's more of the remix DJ culture. But with that said, you know, the whole thing about DJing is you're taking distinct musical styles, some of which match, some of which maybe don't, and you're able to mix and create something new. And it's a whole art form. But what I do is called actually more, you know, it really is called live electronics, in the sense that you're actually performing an instrument that has, you know, like a synthesizer with synth parameters and filters, but also a sequencer with, you know, a drum machine. So you're putting down the kick drum or the cymbals. And so in a sense, you really have to be the bassist, the drummer, the guitarist, you know, the sound effects guy all in one. And so my devices really let me, similar to someone who works with MIDI on a computer, I really like my device because it kind of has everything I need all in one place. And I'm able to both execute and have ideas and play on the device. And I'm able to then record and then re-perform and play alongside those ideas with the device. So for that reason, you know, I'm able to, like what I just did now is it existed as we were listening to it, and it was changing, and I was making decisions like as time was going on in real time, because I really, for me, it's, I think that's what music's about. It's about capturing like a live moment. And I could have shown up here and had something recorded to just hit play on, but tonight I figured I would do exactly what I do at any of my shows or any of my sessions or any of my anythings, which is like, I really, really do it live 99% of the time. And I really emphasize this type of creativity as well, so people can feel comfortable getting out of this box of thinking and really explore part of our brain, part of ourself, where it's scary at first, but there's like so much reward there. And I think that's why my work resonates with people, because it starts to connect with them in their own flow and almost like it's responding to their mind or their own mood or whatever. And I feel like really art has the power to do that and really break through and transcend these barriers and limitations and bring us closer to a sense of like a sympathetic resonance and empathy and co-mutual understanding of each other and synergy.
Wow. So much to learn from you. And if people want to learn from you, they can learn from your 5-day program, which is called Renny Sense.
Yes, it's a renewal of the senses. A lot of us, you know, the last few years did a number, and people have lost connection to their feelings of their emotions, of what they actually want, their desires, and the extension of that as something that's actually represented as positive, upright change in their life. So I've created a 5-day program. It focuses on 5 unique aspects that I think have to do with where people are blocked the most. And these also have to do physiologically with health conditions that it helps mitigate and is preventative, in the sense that meditation and anti-anxiety practices, listening to music, is scientifically proven to reduce stress chemicals, lower inflammation, and basically support the body in more optimal rest. So it's my belief in my practice for 12, 13 years of creating certain types of sounds that are supported by and informed by science, one, but also the experience of meditation, the experience of expansive consciousness. And in a weird way, how listening to that invokes this back in us, in our little jelly spacesuits of a human body. You know, we just respond. Dogs, cats, babies just naturally will respond to these types of sounds. And it will cause more or less a universal effect of calm in people, which is really what I find fascinating when I'm, what I want to pursue. So,
and people can learn more about that by following you at Torquem G on your link tree, finding the links there.
Yes, you can follow my link tree. It'll have more information. It'll have some music you can listen to, and it'll have my 5-day program, which I hope people can enroll. It's actually discounted right now. So if you act within the next few days, you should be able to get it at a lower price. And I hope that if that sounds like an appealing program for you, you definitely should take advantage.
We have a link at the Life Changes show page, so you can go look up Torquem G on LifeChangesShow.com. Torquem, we're going to get to experience some of that, right? With now the more lunar energy frequencies?
If the energy of the other one was more like externalized and making us think about space or big things or intricate things, and the rhythms, you know, they activate parts of our brain which have to do with activity. This is the opposite. These sounds invite us to close our eyes, to go actually inward, to expand and to view and have a peephole into the depths of our own inner planes. So I invite you all.
Okay, so if people are listening live in your car,
keep your eyes
over
open.
Or but otherwise, if it's safe to do so, let's enjoy this piece by Torquem G live.
Everyone should equally enjoy. If you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road, and we'll see you on the other side.
Torkum G live here on the Life Changers Show. Thank you so much for that experience.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody.
Wow. So find his Linktree, Torkum G, and also his Instagram, Torkum G. And actually, we've and then the link to his Renny Sense program at our website. So we said we were going to talk about it, and we've run out of time. But Torkum is your actual name, right?
Yes.
And so you got to speak. Thank you for speaking so much about the Armenian heritage. And this is an Armenian name, correct?
Yes.
Wow. And it's connected to your grandfather.
It's connected. It's my grandfather's name. It's also a really old name. It's one of the patriarchs of the like origin story of the Armenian people. So it goes way, way back.
Wow. Wow. Like I said, ease deep, and looking forward to more. This felt like just the start of a great, long, deeper conversation. And
yes,
and
I'd love to come back, Filippo, and I want to thank you so much for having me on your show. If you ever want me to come back and do a little deeper dive and present a little bit longer sounds, I would love to. It'd be my pleasure.
Oh, Torkum, thank you so much. I've heard so much about you and, of course, your music from Mark Lejeune, and now it's great to experience you in person. And I trust our audience got to experience you in such a special way tonight. Torkum G, TorkumJi, find him again on Linktree, Instagram, and also go to our Life Changers Show page for Torkum G. And with that, with a big thank you to Torkum G and a big thank you to our guest, Dr. Ellen Cutler, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.